Laurie and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'll be sharing on overcoming temptation. Not an easy topic, but stick with me. We are all tempted by different things. They're all different vices that we find attractive and that tempt us. On a very superficial level, when I go to the supermarket, I can't help but walk down the chocolate aisle. Pretty much every time I go, I'll probably purchase a chocolate bar, particularly if it's on sale, I'll definitely get one. Now, maybe for you, it's not chocolate. I know many people who are like, oh, I love a bag of chips. But for me, I can let chips go, no problem at all. But chocolate, well, I'll take the chocolate. So again, a silly example, but to show that we're all tempted by different things. And then on a serious note, some of the temptations in our lives, they lead to gossip, they lead to cheating, they lead to lying, they lead to addictions, they lead to lust. Temptation leads us to sin, which is why we want to overcome temptation to avoid sin. But it's difficult to overcome temptation. You know, when I think of overcoming temptation, I think of resisting for as long as I possibly can. Of doing it in my own strength, almost like gritting my hands together, gritting my teeth, and just hoping that the temptation passes by and I don't succumb to it. The problem with that approach is that I do it in my own strength. That approach means that I'm not relying on God. I'm trying to do it all by myself, almost to prove to God that I can do it. Certainly that's been my approach at times. I can do this, God. I'm just going to do it without you. I can overcome this. But we don't have to do it in our own strength. Have you ever heard the saying that God won't give you something that you can't handle? And it's often a phrase that we say when we're wanting to comfort someone. They're going through a hard time. And so we say, God won't give you something that you can't handle. The problem that I have with that phrase is that we're missing this last part that says, with God's strength. God won't give us something that we can't handle with His strength. That phrase is just not quite right. And it actually makes me think of this scripture, which is similar when it comes to temptation. And there's a key aspect in this scripture which talks about God's provision in us overcoming temptation. Now, this scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And it says this, "No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, He will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it." Another version of that scripture in the NIV version, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Now, this scripture is one that I learnt when I was a teenager. It's one that we used to memorize in one of the small groups that I was in. And when I'd memorized it, and even to this day, often there are times when I feel tempted that I think to myself, well, with you, God, there has to be a way out. There is an escape. Whenever we are tempted, when we turn to God, there's a way out. In this scripture, St. Paul is writing to the Israelites and he's warning them about succumbing to idolatry, putting gods before our God. And he's saying to them, anything that you've experienced, any temptation that comes your way, every person, every human that has ever existed has experienced some sort of temptation like that. The temptation that you're going through, the temptation that I go through, nothing is necessarily special about that, in that everyone has experienced these kinds of temptations. And it reminds us that we have a faithful God who loves us and wants to help us through our temptation. And it says that He will give us a way out, that we will not be tempted beyond what we can handle, because with Him, He gives us the grace to endure the temptation. And that's the key part. He gives us the grace to endure the temptation. So if we look at this scripture, we're reminded that we have a faithful God who doesn't leave us to deal with these temptations by ourselves. He is right there with us. It says that he will give us the strength. So what does that mean? This means that this endurance that we have through this temptation, it relies on God. It's not about our own strength. It's not about resisting for as long as we possibly can, like I often have thought, or doing it all in my own strength. It's about relying on God. And when we do that, he gives us grace. You know, there's a document in the church from the Council of Trent, which is called the Decree on Justification. And it says this, that God does not command impossibilities, but God asks us to do what we can and to pray for what we cannot. Then we will receive his aid to do what we cannot. So let's break that down. It says that God doesn't give us things that are impossible for us to do by ourselves alone. So what does that mean? He asks us to do what we can. What are the things that we can do? Well, one thing that I can do if I'm tempted by something, I potentially could walk away from it. I could change direction. And then what's something that I cannot do? Well, whatever that is that I cannot do in overcoming that temptation, the church tells us that we should pray. Pray to God to help us do what we cannot do. And that's where God's grace comes. And he gives us that grace to be able to resist that temptation and to endure through it. So it's only by receiving God's grace, by relying on him, that we are able to endure that temptation. And that's what we need to do in overcoming temptations in our lives. Always turn to God. Always pray to him for the grace that he would give you to endure. I hope that that has really blessed you this week. And maybe when you're tempted by that chocolate bar in the supermarket, you can think to yourself, but God, with you, there is a way out. I hope you have a great week. Bye.